Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Brad Koenig, a domestic violence victim advocate with the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, speaking about resources that are available locally. This is part one of a two-part interview.
You are working to help families in Washington County and across all of Southeast Iowa. Can you tell us about the two hats you kind of wear in this process?
Sure. First of all, I work for the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, and we provide services to victims of domestic violence in Washington County, along with Iowa, Cedar, Johnson counties up north here. People are more close to those counties and can relate to them. Every service we do provide is free and confidential. We like putting that out there first, so nothing we do is of any charge. We help people navigate through the legal system in case there's an arrest made. We help people navigate through hospital visits, doctor visits. We provide transportation. We will help people find healthcare providers. We work with many agencies here in Washington County, such as DHS, HACAP, the different food banks, the 180 building, the CPPC, which their primary focus is protecting children. We all have a strong bond together and a strong referral system. We provide financial assistance. We can help with a month or two of rent. We can help with the utility bills. We can help with food assistance from Hy-Vee. We work with Walmart also. We work with Fairway. But we have a good working relationship with many places here in Washington. And that's the first hat I wear as an advocate for the Domestic Violence Intervention Program. And can I throw the number out there real quick to reach us at? It's an 800 number, and it's 800-373-1043. And the radio station will have my contact information also if you can just call KCII. The other hat I wear specific to Washington County, there is a Washington County Domestic Violence Coalition. Now what we do is a little bit more on the local level, and we can help a little bit more because there's not as much red tape involved in the things that we do. We still provide every service I just went over, but through the coalition, we can help with flat tires, getting those repaired, car repairs, paying for doctor visits. You know, if your children need clothes, shoes, and we have things that are donated to us, such as furniture, tables, beds, stoves, refrigerators, things of that nature. They're a little bit easier to get through the coalition. We do have a matching grant through the Riverboat Foundation. So everything we do spend, we do get half back. But we're always in need of donations just to pass along to other people.
And if a woman or a man feels that they're in a situation that they need help, there are quite a few resources, but sometimes that first step's the hardest. What would you say to them if they're listening?
It is hard. There's many reasons why women do not leave. And I refer, not only I, but everybody in our organization refer to the victims as women because 98% of the people we do deal with are women. But we do help men. We have helped men. The first person I ever helped in this position was a young gentleman. And they get the same services that women do. But we all do refer to the victims as her and she. But it's tough to make that call. Many women don't know what to expect. Many women don't know how to get help. There's a national average that a woman tries to leave 7 different times, tries to leave an abuser before she actually is successful in staying away. One of the first questions posed to me when I first got in this position is, why do women stay? What would I do? You know, if someone was hitting me and beating me, you know, I'm out, right? But, you know, where do you go? Usually the man's the breadwinner. Usually the victim is isolated. They have nowhere to go. Many times there's only one vehicle. So how is she going to go? She wants to take her children. So there's many times multiple more mouths to feed. Where am I going to get my next meal? If I go to my parents' house, does he know my parents? Absolutely. So if I'm not home, he's going to come looking for me. And is he going to be upset that I'm not home? Absolutely. So the fear level is intimidating enough of why people don't leave.
That's been today's Washington Page with Brad Koenig, an advocate for domestic violence abuse victims. This is part one of a two-part interview.